Grace to you and peace in the name of our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has always been one of my favorite stories in the Bible. And it probably is one of the first stories that I ever learned, both at home from my mom reading to me from the Arch book series. Some of you may have had that or remember those books. And at Sunday school on the infamous felt board. I can still picture the face of the angry King Nebuchadnezzar and the fire of the furnace and the three men being thrown into the furnace, but four men standing there. It's a powerful story at all levels. But I think mostly because of the confession and the witness of these three godly men. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the king's image of gold, and when threatened with certain death, replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you on this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it. And he will rescue us from your hand, O king." But now listen, here comes the most important part. They went on to say, "But even if he does not save us, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up." That's faith. That's what not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ looks like. That's what it means to acknowledge God before men. And that's the very definition of not being afraid of the one who can only kill the body, but rather fearing God who can destroy the whole person in hell. You know, we may never be put into a position of having to reject Christ or die. But we may. I read of a case just a couple of weeks ago, and you may have read this too, in the Houston area, where a child, this young girl, was told that she was not allowed to read her Bible at school, and that she would face school discipline and was threatened with the CPS being called if she didn't obey. Now that may not be reject Jesus or die, but it's certainly heading down that road. It certainly puts both Jesus and his word to the test, whether one is going to be ashamed of the gospel or not. Whether one is going to acknowledge Jesus before men, regardless of the consequences. Now, as I told our children before in our children's message, this morning, a little bit later, in our late service today, we're going to have two young people who've been through the catechism class for the last 2 years stand before this congregation and acknowledge Jesus. We're going to ask them to confirm the faith which God began in them through the water and the word of holy baptism. And we're going to hear them confess their intentions never to be ashamed of this faith nor of their God who worked this faith in them. And then they will leave this sanctuary, and they will face the world as each of us did, as we still do. And then it's anyone's bet what will happen to them. You know, there's an old story of a city church that was having problems with pigeons around the bell tower. They didn't know how to get rid of them. I know it was a city church because we had this exact same problem in my church, that little town that I grew up in Illinois. But we just went out and shot them. But can't do that in the city. That's how I know it was a city church. So these folks at this church, this congregation, were left with a mess of pigeons and the mess of the pigeons. And then one old Lutheran gentleman had this brilliant idea, and you've probably heard this before. He said, why don't we just baptize them and confirm them, and then we'll never see them again. That's a really sad joke. It's sad because there's a lot of truth to it. We lose over half of our young people within just a couple years of their confirmation. So many of them stand up here before us and they vow to continue steadfast with their confession and steadfast in the church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from this faith. And yet, it usually only takes a few late nights, a few friends with alternative plans and ideas, a few years of being on their own. And these once bold witnesses for Jesus are suddenly drifting away. How do we stop this trend? How do we help these two young people today beat the odds? How do we continue steadfast in our confirmation, in our confession, that one that we once made before a congregation, when this world is constantly pulling us away from God? It's a daily battle, isn't it? To follow Jesus. You know, we used to at least live in a culture that was supportive of the effort. But that day is gone. Sunday is no longer off limits. Morality is no longer a virtue. Right and wrong are no longer absolutes. We are so mixed up and polluted and lost as a society that we can't even define marriage anymore. And anyone who dares to stand up and to stand by the Word of God will be maligned and ostracized and will be labeled a bigot. And so most of us just remain silent, ashamed to confess publicly, to stand on the Word of God. I wonder what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have done if they were told by their teachers that they couldn't read the Bible anymore. I wonder what they would have said if they were asked to define marriage. I wonder how they would have reacted to their Christian friends who decided that worshiping on a weekly basis or being celibate before marriage or giving offerings to the Lord were all optional commands, ones that we didn't really need to listen to or obey. I don't really wonder. I know what they would have done because I know what they did. Christ Jesus died on a cross, and He rose from a grave because He loves us. and he wants to acknowledge us before his Father in heaven. He is so anxious to welcome us into his kingdom on that last day and to show us around the place that he has prepared for us. He forgave us so that we could live with him forever. But he won't force that life on anyone. If we disown him, he will also disown us. That is his clear word in Scripture. But know this truth also. He will never forsake us simply because we have been less than faithful to him. So great is his forgiving love. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew that even if God let them suffer and die in that fiery furnace, that he would not abandon them to the fires of hell. And thus they would not forsake him. I pray that each of us would live with that same conviction and that same confidence. May we each never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But may we each always acknowledge him in the way that we live our lives. To God and God alone be the glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.